And, of course, Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. We'll be back to take the rest of your calls this hour with Doc. And, again, the website, CriticalHealthNews.com. Toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie back with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And we have text and tweets in addition to calls. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Well, we have this one from Jerry in Tallahassee, Florida. I heard the doctor say he stores ivermectin. I just bought a bunch, and I'm wondering if I can store it at any temperature, and how long does it last?
Well, it'll give you an expiration date on the box that the tube is in. It'll give you an expiration date, but the room temperature is fine.
But the refrigerator's better, isn't it, Doc?
Yeah, it'll add a little more time. Yeah, no problem.
All right, let's go to the phones. East of the Rockies, Amanda in Florida. Welcome to the program. Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. I hope we can help you.
Yeah, I do too. I'm a longtime listener and a longevity user, and I love the product so much. But I'm mainly calling about my friend Holly, who has multiple medical issues. She's 69. She's 5'10". She's 225. She's had Parkinson's for 11 years. She's got, if I'm pronouncing this right, spondylolisthesis. Yes, in the lower spine and a bulging disc. She had a stroke 2 years ago today with a small amount of aphasia. She's got AFib and has worn a loop recorder for the last 2 years, and she's had cellulitis twice in her left leg and had a...
I'd like to interrupt you here.
Okay, Hold on, Doc.
I'd like to interrupt you here, because when you said AFib, that's a giveaway here. Now, does she have white, gray, or silver hair?
Yes, she has some gray.
Okay. It's not an aging thing. That's due to a nutritional deficiency. And does she ever complain about... you said she had some aphasia. Okay. That's kind of a memory thing, a part of the Alzheimer's complex, okay? Does she ever complain about balance problems or vertigo?
Yesterday, she did get a little bit dizzy.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, she has osteoporosis of the skull is what she's got. Okay, and squeezing all her cranial, there's 12 pairs of cranial nerves, or spinal cord. You get a lot of stuff south of the skull. The spinal cord comes out of the back of the skull. And people don't realize it, but your spinal cord is made in the brain, comes out of the back of the skull. We have osteoporosis of the skull. The skull goes from a quarter of an inch thick, which is a normal thickness, to an inch to 2 inches thick. And the tunnels that the 12 pairs of cranial nerves go through and the spinal cord go through lose 75% of their internal diameter, and the pressure on these nerves are just tremendous. And this is all these symptoms she has are due to, including the Parkinson's symptoms, are due to osteoporosis of the skull. Okay? And let's see here. 225, okay. I want her, does she have anything else? Does she have high blood pressure, diabetes?
No, she's got low blood pressure.
Okay. Does she have anything going on with her bowels? Does she have celiac disease? Does she have irritable bowel syndrome? Does she have constipation, diarrhea?
No.
Okay. None of that that you know of?
No.
Okay, so here we go. She's got to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, no oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. All that's got to go. 225 pounds, I want her to have two of our healthy brain and heart packs per month, the full dose of everything twice a day. I want her to get two bottles a month of our MSM, so I can take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. And they will support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between vertebrae, bone matrix, including the skull, the vertebrae, okay, and all her joints in the body. When you have osteoporosis of the right knee and the doctors want to give you a device, you know, replace your knee, you got osteoporosis in every joint in your body. It doesn't occur just in one joint. It's a universal thing. White hair, silver or gray hair, has to do with a deficiency of the same nutrients that result in things like osteoporosis of the joints, okay? Also, aneurysms in the arteries, whether it's in the brain or a heart or any kidneys or stuff like that. Let's see here. AFib is a squeezing of the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, by the skull when you have osteoporosis of the skull. And the treatment, medical treatment, doctors believe falsely that AFib is due to a heart disease, and they want to use what's called ablation. They anesthetize a patient, they cut their chest open, take their heart out, put hot branding irons on the heart, hoping to stop the irregular heartbeat. It's has a very high rate of deaths from that treatment. Okay? Usually within 2 to 6 weeks on our program for osteoporosis of the skull, the AFib goes away because the pressure comes off of the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, and the heart goes back to doing its job correctly. Okay? The dizziness goes away. That's called vertigo, okay? And, of course, high blood pressure, all those kind of things go away. Stroke can be due to many things, including deficiencies of certain nutrients, which result in blood clots in the brain and so on. And I think that covers everything.
And, Amanda, of course, if you missed anything, call this number because they're taking notes for you. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Same thing. Jacqueline in New York City, welcome to the show. Hi, Jacqueline.
Thank you so very much, George, for taking my call. I just want to say I'm a longtime listener.
Thank you.
Way back, I was still there, but finally I got through. So thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure thing. I hope we can help you.
At any rate, I was calling Dr. Wallach because I wanted to ask him about gross, non-benign lipomas and what causes them, because my dermatologist can't tell me. All they want to do is cut and remove it. I also have a holistic doctor that said, no, I should not do that, and I have to figure out what's causing it. Because he thinks that it's like a toxic dump site. But it's a small, benign growth, a fatty growth.
Where's it at? Is it in your skin, on the skin, under the skin?
It's on my arm, on my right arm.
Okay. Now, is it, like I say, is it on top of the skin? It's in the skin? Or
inside the skin.
Inside the skin. Okay. How old are you and how tall are you?
Okay. What causes that is what I'm trying to find out. What? I'm like 60 years old. I do have gray hair. I'm about 100 pounds. I try not to eat a lot of gluten already.
How tall are you?
5'4".
Okay. Now, will a 22 bullet to the head kill you as fast as a 50 caliber bullet to the head?
I'm sure, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They
so
both would.
I can't say a small amount of gluten is okay is the point I'm getting to here.
Okay.
It just takes a little longer for a small amount of gluten to kill you than a large amount of gluten. Okay? You got to get off of gluten.
Totally. Okay.
Oh, totally. If you haven't eaten left at home, you got like a 6-month supply because you're afraid you're going to run out, box it up and give it to your doctor.
And Doc, tell us what is gluten in?
Okay, gluten is in wheat, barley, rye, and oats. It's in those four grains.
Okay. Okay. So
okay,
it could
you cannot
be in.
Have it. You want to live like an Asian. I always tell people live like an Asian. Live on rice and sweet potatoes and onions and beets and cucumbers and tomatoes and things like that and seaweed. You'll do fine. But you start eating gluten, well, I get some gluten-free oatmeal for breakfast. Well, there is no such thing as gluten-free oatmeal. The gluten in oatmeal is called gliadin, and even though it's called gliadin, just like a bullet, it's called a projectile. If you shoot yourself in the head with a projectile, will it kill you as fast as shooting yourself in the head with a bullet? The answer is yes, of course. Okay? And so you got to stay away from it. Okay? Do not use it. Get your family off of it. Get your churchmates off of it. Get your neighbors off of it. Get your workmates off of it. Okay? You'll add 25 to 50 healthy years to their life. Save them in an awful lot of unnecessary misery.
It's that bad, though, huh?
Well, it's bad. More people have been killed by gluten, George, than all the wars in the history of the earth.
God. What is it, like a silent killer?
It's a silent killer, okay, because it tastes good. And this all happened. I'll tell you exactly when it happened. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, Thomas Edison pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant. Okay, it was 1882. By 1900, 18 years later, almost everybody in America was 25 to 50 pounds overweight. They're obese. And they're complaining to the doctors, I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm just so much overweight. And the doctor says, well, stop eating animal fat and eat more whole grain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 1,000 companies came out and started making everything out of wheat, butter, and oats.
Now, how do they deglutenize food?
Well, you don't eat wheat, butter, or oats.
I mean, no, but I've seen things that say gluten-free. What does that mean?
Well, you have to read the label. Make sure there's no wheat, butter, rye, and oats in there. Okay?
So you can't make a gluten-free wheat, barley, or oats. That doesn't exist. Okay.
Doesn't exist. That's why the Asians, see, our life expectancy is 75. In Asia, it's 81 to 89.
Well, that's not bad. What else do you recommend for Jacqueline here?
Okay. Jacqueline, you got to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat by rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And at, you say 100 pounds?
It's 100 pounds, 5'4".
Okay. So I want you to take one Healthy Brain and Heart pack per month, get an extra bottle of Arsleum, so you can take three of those twice a day. There's a bottle of Arsleum with the Healthy Brain and Heart pack.
I like that, by the way.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's great.
Good for the heart, good for blood vessels, good for liver, good for brain, good for eyes, good for a lot of stuff. Okay, then also ours has five cofactors in there. Your hair color will start coming back, okay, because it's really due to a nutritional deficiency, not to aging. And then that tells you you're absorbing the nutrients. And I want you also to get, I want you to take two Healthy Brain and Heart packs a month, the full dose thing twice a day. I want you to, one Healthy Brain and Heart pack, a half of those twice a day. Then I want you to get one bottle a month of the MSM, so you can take three twice a day, three breakfast, three dinner time. They will support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, including the skin, okay, and hair and so forth. And then I want you to get our collagen peptides, take a scoop of that in your morning drink and a scoop of that in your evening drink. Vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month because they're small bottles. And that will help you absorb the minerals and put them in your bones and connective tissue where they belong. And then lastly, I want you to get our hair, skin, and nails. Get two bottles of that per month so you can take three at breakfast, three at dinner time. And that's going to speed up the hair color coming back and also speed up getting rid of the little lipomas.
Is that new?
Lipomas.
Is that new, Doc?
No, it's not new.
You've had it for a while. You just didn't talk about it a lot. Interesting.
Yeah, well, we have like 1,000 cosmetics, which I don't talk about.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, you'd be on the air all night for.
Yeah, because we have 5,000 products, so I only talk about the ones when people ask me the question. I give them the answer, and you know, I know about every one of our 5,000 products, but I can't talk about each one of them every time you and I talk.
Well, here's a strange question. And Jacqueline, again, if you miss anything, I'm going to give this toll free number out in a moment. So get ready to write that down, and you can just call them and say, Doc Wallach was talking about this, and they'll remember who you were. I've noticed that since I've been on your program, which has been years, my fingernails are growing faster. What's causing that?
Okay, well, fingernails are kind of like, in a cuticle, kind of like your hair is in follicles, and they grow based on nutrition and blood supply and all that kind of stuff. And when you're taking the nutrients that make your nails happy, they'll grow faster and stronger. And you know, I have to cut my nails twice a week because otherwise,
exactly, they grow fast.
Yeah, they grow fast. Yep.
I thought fingernails were like dead skin or something like that. What are they?
Okay, what they are, of course, they were built in so that we could scratch a living. Okay, they're one of the tools that we were built with. Okay.
He thought of everything, didn't he?
Yep, the good Lord is a good master designer, that's for sure.
I mean, who would think about, you need fingernails for this, you need this for this? It's amazing.
Lions and tigers and bears, they all have large claws. Cats have claws, dogs have claws, and birds have claws, okay? And they're all used to hold down prey or claw. If you have dirt, you use the claws to break up the dirt so you can get to the minerals and that kind of stuff. But the claws in animals are like our fingernails.
Let's get a call out of John in Los Angeles. Hey, John, thanks for holding, sir.
Hi, good evening.
Yes.
Hi, yeah, I'm 48. I'm 6'2". I went to get some blood work. They said everything was normal. My thyroid was kind of low and my cholesterol was a little high. They said my vitamin D2, was really low, but I've been having a lot of symptoms, kind of MS, fibromyalgia. I have a lot of muscle pain, muscle spasms. I've been having a lot of weight loss the last year. I went from 178 in February of last year to 156, and they keep telling me everything's okay, and they just told me that the doctor said from my blood work that I'm drinking too much water, which was interesting because you were talking about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking,
well, let me ask you a couple of questions here. Do you have any white, gray, or silver hair?
Yeah, a little bit is coming in. Yeah, not too major, but you know, I'm my beard
well,
more.
You have one single white hair in your nostril. You got a white hair. Okay,
yeah, I do.
It's due to a nutritional deficiency. It's not due to aging.
Yeah.
Okay, now cholesterol. Doctors want people to have their cholesterol below 200, and they have caused several new diseases. One of which is called Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease didn't exist until 1960. Now, there's been lots of dementias, like senile dementia and that kind of stuff. But Alzheimer's is a specific disease, did not exist until 1960, after they came out with statin drugs to lower your cholesterol because they falsely believed that cholesterol caused blockages in your arteries. The blockages in your arteries are caused by frying foods, heating oils, and, you know, like also salad dressings and those kind of things. Those all cause the blockages in the arteries, not cholesterol. Cholesterol makes up 75% of your brain weight. You want your cholesterol about 350 is where you want your cholesterol to be at, okay? And, of course, you may want to get checked out by somebody who's an expert on MS. You might have MS, multiple sclerosis. You could have osteoporosis of the skull. Do you have any ringing in the ears, any tinnitus or ringing in the ears or vertigo or balance problems?
Yeah, it kind of comes and goes, tinnitus. It's usually maybe 30 seconds to a couple of minutes, and I have had
That's long, Doc.
Do you ever have any regular heartbeat or a fast heart rate?
Actually, last time I went, my blood pressure was perfect, but sometimes it does feel like it speeds up or slows down sometimes after some exertion or something,
sure.
But I think that's normal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then also, did you ever have any vertigo or balance problems?
Yeah, but I used to be a big drinker, so I think some of that's like...
Okay, you have osteoporosis of the skull.
In addition to everything else.
Yeah, doctors don't know anything about this, and that's why I wrote the book. It's just been out for a couple of months. It's all in your head, okay? It goes into the 25 different diseases that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull. And then when you look at the symptoms and the diseases that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull, and you look at the symptoms and diseases that are caused by MS, multiple sclerosis, the list is identical. Both of them, osteoporosis of the skull and MS, these people have diverticulitis, okay? They have a gluten problem, and they're not supplementing. And each family that has MS spends anywhere from $420,000 to $60,000 per year for prescriptions. It adds up to $85 billion a year. The U.S. government said that just a couple of weeks ago. $85 billion a year just to treat the symptoms of MS. Somebody needs to go to jail here, George. And so I'm going to make that happen here pretty soon because I'm working on this hard, and it's going to be an add-on to this book. It's all in your head.
Big Pharma must hate you, Doc.
Well, I'm sure they have sent people out to do me in because people have tried. And, of course, I was a great athlete in the university, played a lot of sports. And so I've had fist fights, you know, in shopping malls. Why would three guys attack me? You know,
out of the blue?
Yeah, they just walk up to me and start wanting to beat on me.
You're a nice guy. Hey, Doc, we're gonna take a break here. We'll come back and chat more. Final segment just ahead with Doc Wallach. Website, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc's with us every 6 weeks, as Ben Fuchs is, and they rotate 3 weeks apiece. And next up in 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us. But we'll be back with Doc Wallach and the rest of your calls. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, our final segment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, I can tell you enjoy doing these shows, too. You're having fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely having fun. I talk to so many people, George, every day. I do so many Zooms. I'm in the Philippines. I'm in Australia, New Zealand. I'm in Japan. I'm in Taiwan. We're starting in Europe. We're in 80 countries. And so it's one of those things where... I'll never be as big as you are. I mean, you are so big around the world, but I'm having fun because I'm helping people all over the world. I appreciate working with you.
Well, that's why we do it too, Doc, because, you know, I've got listeners, and when one or two of them die off, it's sad. It's disappointing. And
they're family.
I want to keep them alive. Yeah, they are family. Absolutely. Let's go to the calls. Wayne in Tacoma to get us started. Welcome. Hey, Wayno.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yes, I have a friend that's 5'5", 105 pounds, 31 years old. She's got failing kidneys, some stones in her kidneys, and she's got irritable bowel syndrome. Now, this she lives in a family of 10 people and less than $2,000 a year income for these 10 people. The diet there is primarily potatoes and gluten. I mean, they grow their own barley. You know, they mill their own barley. They eat it.
There you go.
What can you do for somebody like that?
Okay. Well, you said she had kidney stones or kidney dialysis or?
Yeah. She's not on dialysis yet, but some stones, right?
Okay. All right. Well, kidney stones have to do with calcium deficiency, because the parathyroid glands are pulling calcium out of the bones to try and get it up in the bloodstream, but it overreacts, and that's why there's too much calcium floating around and causes a stone.
Causes those, they have little spikes on them.
Yeah. Oh. And then there's irritable bowel syndrome. That's a classic gluten issue. That's very gluten. Okay. So she's got gluten issues. She's got nutritional deficiencies from the standpoint of minerals, for sure. And she weighs 5 pounds,
Doc.
105 pounds, okay, thank you. Can't read my own writing here. It's kind of dark without the lights. Okay, and so basically she's going to save some money here. We want her to give up all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, and oats. Okay, she's got to eat like an Asian, rice. And, you know, we buy 25-pound bags of rice. We like wild rice. We like Asian rice. China rice, rice from Louisiana, and we have sweet potatoes, we eat onions, we have tomatoes, that kind of stuff, and then we take our supplements. Well, in this case, this lady, 31 years old, who weighs 105 pounds, should get one healthy brain and heart pack per month, take a half a dose of everything twice a day, and because she has irritable bowel syndrome, I'd also have her get 1 quart of the liquid herbal rainforest. It has 13 cleansing herbs and 78 minerals in it. And she could take a half ounce of breakfast, half ounce of dinner time. And then because she has kidney issue, which is almost always an artery issue, she needs to have, I'd get her start out with one bottle a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. It's a glass bottle with a green label. And she can take three of those a day, one at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner time. And that bottle will last her a month, and it's going to help support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow into the arteries of the brain, the kidneys, so the kidneys will work better. The irritable bowel syndrome stuff goes away very quickly because it's just always due to a gluten issue, okay? And let's see here. She's got the stones in the kidneys. We talked about the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, and that's going to do what she needs to get done. But they'll save a lot of money by getting rid of all the bad foods, because the bad foods create all these diseases. And just getting rid of
the bad foods will
eliminate that cost.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc this segment?
We have one from Janet in Syracuse, New York. I'm wondering if the doctor thinks nebulizers are useful.
Nebulizers.
Yeah, well, nebulizers can be useful, for instance, if you're congested and you have nasal congestion and that kind of stuff at night when you're asleep. That's when atomizers are kind of useful when you're sleeping, okay? So you're not moving around and moving away from them and moving towards them and all that kind of stuff and getting moisture on your paperwork and in your computers. And so, yeah, I like to use these atomizers at night when people are sleeping. And another question I like to ask them, if they need an atomizer, how many times a night do they get up to go urinate? Is it none? Is it twice, three times? The record I have... I have one patient, they get up 9 times a night, like almost every half hour.
How do they even sleep?
They don't sleep much, that's for sure, little cat naps. And the reason is they have osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the spinal cord, and the spinal cord produces the nerves that control the bladder, and when you lay down, it pinches those nerves. That position when you're laying down pinches the nerves, and so it makes you want to urinate every half hour, every hour. When you're vertical, it doesn't happen. So you can go all day without urinating. I don't know why, but when I go to sleep, I have to urinate every half hour. Okay, that's because of the position when you lay down. And, you know, I've had people call me, and the women, they call me laughing. They said, I call my doctor, and I said, I get up 3 or 4 times a night to urinate. And the doctor said, oh, you have a prostate problem. And they said, I'm a woman, doctor. I don't have a prostate.
Let's go to Diana in New York. Welcome to the show. Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi. Hi, Doc. Hi, George. I have a problem. Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, Di.
Okay. I have had cancer, and I'm trying to find out what can I take to heal my body.
What kind of cancer do you have?
I had vulvar.
Okay.
I had it. It's gone, but now I'm having
external sexual system.
She's kind of breaking up a little bit, Doc, so do the best you can on that.
Yeah, she said vulvar. That's a vulva. That's the external parts of the woman's sexual system there.
All right.
Okay. And it's kind of like a skin cancer, okay? And then is she still on?
Well, we can't hear her. She's breaking up.
Okay, I'll go by 100 pounds then. Okay, per 100 pounds of body weight, she needs to take, get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no brown oats, no sugar, no carb in her drinks. All of the diet ones got to go also. Then I want her to have, per 100 pounds of body weight, and if she weighs 150 pounds, then she's got to go to 2, like she weighs 200 pounds. But if she weighs under 150 pounds, she can take 1 healthy brain and heart pack per month. She needs 1 bottle a month of the MSM, so she can take 3 of those twice a day. It's a big bottle, so she'll be able to do that. And then I also want her to take our collagen peptides, put a scoop of that in her morning drink and a scoop of that in her evening drink. She needs, let's see here, I want her to take the vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month per 100 pounds of body weight. And then lastly, I want her also to take our killer biotic. It has the reishi mushrooms in there. And the reishi mushrooms are legendary for supporting the immune system when you have cancer. And they can go just on Siri or some other web system and say, show me some results of using reishi mushrooms for treating vulvar cancer. And all the studies that have been done on that will be popped up for you, and you'll be able to say, okay, I'm going to go that direction, okay, because it's very, very good. In most cases, you won't want surgery. In most cases, you won't want to do radiation and that kind of stuff, okay? And so you have to have a little bit more information to decide what you're going to do. But in the meantime, get rid of the bad stuff that causes it and take the good stuff that's going to support your immune system. And don't forget the killer biotic. 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, because the reishi mushrooms in there are really a great support for the immune system.
They say that Vladimir Putin from Russia might have the early stages of Parkinson's. How would they know that, Doc?
Well, it's a symptomatic diagnosis, okay? It's a symptomatic diagnosis. They have tremors, and they have a little bit of a memory issue.
But tremors alone doesn't mean Parkinson's, right?
No, it could mean a lot of things. He could have osteoporosis of the skull. He could have MS, okay, and they all kind of overlap. And so I think really MS, multiple sclerosis, is a variation on osteoporosis of the skull. And when you start squeezing the brain and the nerves in the brain, you start getting tremors and memory problems. And so it's one of those things where, if you're on the East Coast, doctors will call it one thing. The very same situation, same symptoms, same everything on the West Coast will call it a different thing. And so that's what I try to do, is put it all together and come up with one answer. And that's why I came up with the book, It's All in Your Head. And I'm working to finish up this MS, multiple sclerosis thing. Before the end of the year, I will know everything there is to know about multiple sclerosis. And we will be able to get rid of it, so we're not spending $85 billion a year in America alone just for treating symptoms.
Well, if you could do that, you'd be put on people's shoulders and run all over the place, for sure.
Well, if I can help people be healthy in America and add 25 to 50 healthy years to their life, I've done my job, hopingly it praises and pleases the good Lord.
The webmaster from criticalhealthnews.com says things are clicking along, but go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Final calls just ahead. Let's go to first-time caller Tina in North Carolina. Hi, Tina.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Good. I hope you're okay, too.
I'm doing all right. I have one question in particular, but if I could read off all the health issues I have first.
All right, go ahead.
Go quickly.
Mm-hmm. I have AFib, diabetes, cirrhosis, a very swollen, painful abdomen. The doctors cannot figure out why. High blood pressure, pinched nerves in the back, vertigo, numbness on half of my body, and low thyroid.
Well, it's quite a list there, Tina. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, well, you have osteoporosis of the skull. Do you have any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
Yes, and vertigo, yes.
Mm-hmm. I am vertigo. Yeah, you have osteoporosis of the skull. That's okay. Why you have AFib. Atrial fibrillation is not a heart issue. It's a squeezing of the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve. We have osteoporosis of the skull. And diabetes, of course. You want the Sweeties. And so you need, how much do you weigh?
Well, this belly has put 30 extra pounds on me, but I'm up to 187.
Okay, so without all the edema in your belly, is it an increased weight of the liver or is it fluid?
There's no ascites or anything like that from found. They can't figure out why I have it.
Okay, so you weigh 150 pounds. Okay, so I want you to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet one's got to go. And then 150 pounds, I want you to have two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose thing twice a day. I want you to get 2 bottles a month of the MSM, so you can take 3 of those with each meal, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. And then because you have diabetes, I want you to get 2 bottles of our Sweeties. You can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner time. If you're on medication for the diabetes, do not cold turkey off of that. But as your blood sugar drops, you can slowly reduce the medication. And then, let's see here,
cirrhosis.
So cirrhosis of the liver?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not good, though.
This is all going to help the liver. It's the stuff that's in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. I could have called it the Healthy Brain and Heart and Liver and Kidney and Pancreas Pack. It's just too much. Okay. The thyroid, I want you to get 2 bottles a month of our Ocean's Gold. So you can take 3 of those twice a day. And let's see here. Again, the vertigo has to do with the vestibular branch of the 8th cranial nerve being squeezed with osteoporosis of the skull. And high blood pressure, I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, get 2 bottles a month of them, so you can take 3 twice a day. Do not cold turkey off your high blood pressure medication, but as your blood pressure drops, you can slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers. Okay, do not take any statin drugs. Do not take any drugs to lower cholesterol.
No.
And you're going to be a new woman very quickly. And
I hope so, and they cannot figure out why my abdomen is so swollen. I guess you wouldn't have any idea why that would happen.
Well, your liver gets big when you have liver issues. Okay.
What about a tear in the stomach muscles, Doc? Would that do it if they're protruding?
Well, that would be called a hernia. That's easy. Even a doctor can detect a hernia.
Yeah, that's true. Well, how do they fix that? Sew it together?
Well, you don't have to. You can wear those belts, you know, with a pad on it, and it holds the hernia in.
Squeeze you in, yeah.
Yeah. So if they can't afford the surgery or they're disabled and they're risky for surgery and anesthesia, they can, you know, just use the belt with that pad to hold the hernia in.
Tina, if you missed anything that Doc just said, call this number as well, 1-855-949-7234. And if you folks, if you forget the 7234, just think of radio and just dial it out, RADI, and then you're in good shape there.
Don't forget, no gluten.
Exactly. And Ask Doc Live, which is on Fridays at 8 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, Doc. Is that when you start?
Pacific time, it's 8 to 10. And Rebecca and her team just do a great job.
Sorry, since you've been doing this, and you've been doing it for, as you said, 30-plus years.
Yes.
What has been
years. What
has been for you the most satisfying aspect of what you do, Doc?
Okay, well, the thing that was the most satisfying for me, George, was getting rid of cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and sudden death syndrome. I did receive the Klaus Schwartz Award for. We went to Dr. Milan and I. We went to China. We did 1,700 autopsies on kids on Heilongjiang Province, in Qishan University. It's called Qishan disease, or they just die like flies by the thousands in that province. We did 1,700 autopsies in 6 weeks, and they all died from the SID, sudden death syndrome, okay? And so it was unimpeachable evidence of what they died from was a deficiency of a particular mineral. And we had to petition the FDA, because I have been trying for 25 years to get these nutrients into baby formulas, you know, like Similac and Enfamil, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And the medical doctors and pediatricians and OB-GYNs would go to those companies and say, look, Wallach's going to kill all your customers by putting those minerals into the – don't do it. Don't do it. Don't change your – and so finally, after years, our great lawyer, Jonathan Emord, we won the petitions. The FDA forced these companies to put the supplements into the baby formulas. And in 1990, there was, again, 135 to 140 sudden death syndrome deaths per 100,000 live births in America. By 2019, it had dropped to 15 or 20.
And everything is going up, so this is remarkable. Doc, thanks. We'll talk to you in 6 weeks. CriticalHealthNews.com. Up next, science and the paranormal. How does it blend?